from Isaiah, "Through the Spirit God's servant will be a light to the nations, bringing release to prisoners." And in Matthew, we hear of the ministry of Jesus. In Advent, the time of waiting, Christians are waiting for our God to arrive in full glory. We wait for the Christ as a gentle, loving king, not a destructive killing machine. The Jews are the chosen and appear to be handling everything with little effort of their own. But wait, it has not been all handouts and free meals for the Jews either. They keep failing as faithful followers of the God of Abraham, and there are some corrections that take place. Justice and blessing is not just for the Jews. Blessed to be a blessing to all nations comes with some risk and cost. God has always wanted justice for all God's creation. God has always been just in the covenant with God's people. Today we hear a covenant to the people, not with the people. God has made covenants with the people, but the people keep breaking the covenant with God. As the chosen children of God, we are meant to be the light to the world. The covenant is God's justice for all nations, and by us living in the light of God through the teachings of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one God will send to us, who will not break a bruised reed or quench a dimly burning wick. Are we that dimly burning wick that God will not quench? Are we the bruised reed about to break that God will show mercy and not break? We are, then, chosen as blessed to be a blessing. We have been chosen to deliver a message of God to all nations. How will we let our light shine in the darkness? Can we show them justice? Free them from the things that keep them in bondage? Share with them whatever we have? God's covenant and God's purpose is greater than us, and bringing justice and bringing the light to the world is the hope for a world that has been long suffering. This Advent, again, as we wait, we can bring the hope of the coming Christ to those who do not know the God that gives us hope. The days are shorter and darkness comes earlier in Advent. Isaiah is not referring to these people as those who live in the darkness. We can bring light to those in the darkness of hunger or loneliness. Your light can overcome the darkness of fear, sadness, and homelessness. Sharing the good news of the coming Christ child, Emmanuel, God with us, is how we bring the light to all nations. Isaiah tells us the words we speak can bring hope and justice to all nations. We are required to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. God sent His Son to open the gate of righteousness for all nations, and we speak the words of hope because we are the children of God. Amen. Let us pray. God of light, You sent a Savior into the world to bring justice and release to all who are in bondage. Shine this light upon us and show us how to bring justice and peace to all who suffer. We look to the one who opens the gate of Your kingdom, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, as we pray. Amen.